Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming considers legal action against new EPA rule targeting the coal industry. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The release of new federal environmental rules is causing concern in Wyoming, particularly in the coal industry. Cowboy State Daily reported the rules target coal-fired power plants, potentially leading to their closure within the next decade. No coal-fired power generation would also scuttle Wyoming's legacy coal mines, which produce about 40% of the nation's thermal coal. In Wyoming, the rules will hit many of the coal-fired plants from Naughton and Bridger in the southwestern part of the state to Dry Fork near Gillette and Dave Johnston plant near Glen Rock. The new rules are designed to reduce pollution from fossil fuel-fired power plants under 50-year-old federal laws, the Clean Air Act of 1970, Clean Water Act of 1972, and Resource Conservation Recovery Act of 1976. Under the EPA rules, Wyoming's coal-fired power plants are given specific end dates, as are all plants in the United States. The options include shutting down by January 2032, convert to natural gas-fired plants by 2030 with a forced shutdown by January 1, 2039, or install carbon capture scrubbing equipment by 2032. Significant economic consequences could be a result of the new rules, including job losses and reduced revenue. The EPA claims the rules aim to improve public health and promote clean energy, but Wyoming officials argue they unfairly target the coal industry. Leaders in the state are expressing strong opposition to the rules, viewing them as a threat to Wyoming's fossil fuel economy and its residents. Governor Mark Gordon is considering legal action against these regulations, fearing they could severely impact the state's economy. He called the effects of the rules devastating and vowed to challenge them in court. The governor released a statement stating, "It is clear the only goal envisioned by these rules released by the Environmental Protection Agency today is the end of coal communities in Wyoming. EPA has weaponized the fear of climate change into a crushing set of rules that will result in an unreliable electric grid, unaffordable electricity, and thousands of lost jobs. The administration has turned its back on the very industries and states that have made our country strong." Senator Cynthia Lummis also responded to the new rules, saying, "President Biden's Green New Deal-inspired rules appear designed to force the closure of Wyoming power plants with no plan to replace the energy currently being produced." She continued, saying, "This attack on Wyoming energy undermines our way of life by jeopardizing jobs and revenue for our state and local governments. Forcing the closure of gas and coal-fired plants that account for 60% of electricity generated across the country, while increasing demand by 30% through an electric vehicle mandate, is not only unrealistic but dangerous. I will be working with my colleagues to overturn this disastrous set of regulations and protect Wyoming energy workers who power this country." For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.